Welcome to Trust Matters, the podcast, where Charles H. Green, CEO of Trusted Advisor Associates and co-author of the best-selling book, The Trusted Advisor, answers your questions and offers wisdom on how to build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues.
Hi, everybody. It's Charlie Green again with Jason Gluskin teeing up the questions. Jason, what have you got for us today?
Hey, Charlie. Today we hear from Lawrence, who leads a back and front end digital service firm out of Toronto. He writes, Charlie, I've worked on several projects for this customer. It's gone very well. We've had some solid work, and I think the client is pretty satisfied. In fact, she just asked us to bid on a much bigger project with some pretty big technical components. That's all good, but the thing is, I'm not sure that I trust her. I haven't exactly seen this client lie, but let's say she stretches the truth quite a bit. Worse, it's in a very self-serving way. She's badmouthed other consultants in front of me in a way that I would not like her to speak about us, and she probably already has. And then there are the risks. The visibility of this project is very high, and we need buy-in and support across the organization for success. I'm just not sure the broader team trusts and respects this individual in the way that we'll need to get the project done right. You talk a lot about getting our clients to trust us, but what do you do if you don't trust your client?
Thanks, Jason. Well, Lawrence, that is a pretty profound question, and as you can imagine, it goes beyond whether just to trust a particular customer or client. It goes to how we can conduct our lives in general. And spoiler alert, there's not a single pat answer because every situation is unique. But there are two things you can take into account in assessing these kinds of situations, and if you think carefully about them, you'll end up making better decisions. The first point is to remember that there is no trust without risk. Every incremental step towards trust requires one party to take a risk. If you yourself consistently withdraw from risk-taking because you think you might get burned, you'll end up never creating much trust. Sorry, not sorry, but avoiding risk is like trying to sell by aggressively waiting for the phone to ring. Often you have to be the one to take the first risk. So, how do you evaluate your customer's trustworthiness? Here's where the second point comes in. I can't give you an exact formula, but I can help you lower your odds of false negatives. The key is to rigorously, objectively assess the true risk to you in a given situation. Now, you mentioned four things about this client. She stretches the truth, she does it self-servingly, she has badmouthed other consultants, and she may not even have the trust of her broader team. So, exactly how does that put you at risk? Now remember, this is the client who invited you in to bid on larger work. If she stretches the truth, you're hardly the only person likely to have noticed it. She's probably known for it already. If she's self-serving, well, can't you plan around that? If she badmouths others, then yes, she might badmouth you, but again, precisely how would that harm you? Remember, this is probably part of their persona, which is already well known to others. If she lacks the trust of her broader team, well, that's not surprising given your first three points, but again, how exactly does that harm you? More broadly, could your working with this person give them a chance to create more trust with her team? She probably already has some suspicion of this fault within herself already. I can't assess your situation for you exactly, Lawrence, but I gotta tell you, I don't hear much risk here that you can't deal with directly if it comes up. Again, people who are not trustworthy usually have some sense of it themselves and have some frustration, even shame, about it. Never underestimate the power of trusting in the first place. Most people will live up to others' expectations of them. There's a reason for the saying, the fastest way to make someone trustworthy is to trust them. Now, all that said, there are of course some times when a client or customer really is untrustworthy in ways that are truly harmful to you, like using a low bid from you as a bait and switch to get a lower bid from someone else, or like throwing you under the bus with a boss rather than accepting responsibility, or like trying to pass off something you did as their own work. There are fireable offenses, to be sure. There are some clients you really should walk away from. Or if you're a humble associate on the job, you certainly ought to raise to your manager's attention. But I don't really hear that here. And honestly, I don't run into those kinds of situations very often at all. So I'm betting, Lawrence, that both you and your client have a lot to gain by you being willing to take the risk in this case.
You've been listening to the Trust Matters podcast with Charles H. Green. Send us your questions about trust, relationships, and business at podcast@trustedadvisor.com. And visit trustedadvisor.com for tons of free articles, videos, and more.